Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners. You're listening to Make Mine a Double, a little segment I've put together where I can share just a bit more of what I really think about today's news and political crazy. So sit back, relax, and join me for a few sips of sanity and make mine a double. I don't know about you, but I find it absolutely amazing how damn good Republicans are at taking out their own speakers of the House. Folks, y'all realize in the last, 35 years or so, every Republican speaker has been shot down, not by Democrats, but by friendly fire inside the GOP caucus. Newt Gingrich, gone. Not at the hands of losing the House to Democrats, but at the hands of Republicans. John Boehner, gone. Same thing. Paul Ryan, gone. Same thing. And now Kevin McCarthy. See ya. Because one person decided, I'm going to vacate the chair because I don't like what he's doing. I don't like how he's leading the caucus. So he got to decide, Matt Gaetz of Florida, got to decide that the Speaker of the House should no longer remain in the job. Folks, you need to remember something. Republicans have done this to themselves. So can we stop the bullshit narrative that's emerging out there, mainstream media, that the Democrats ousted Kevin McCarthy because they didn't vote to save his lame-ass job? This is not how it works in politics. The opposition is not there to protect the ones they are opposing. The opposition did what it needed to do 15 times when it voted for Hakeem Jeffries for speaker and not Kevin McCarthy. 15 times. Why 15 times? Because that's the number of times it took Republicans to finally decide to settle on Kevin McCarthy after his begging and pleading and prying and crying. And the final piece was Kevin saying, okay, I will give you the power and authority to oust my ass if you don't like the job I'm doing as speaker. Now, before, that number was around 20. It would take 20 members to oust or vacate the chair. Right? 20 members. Kevin, the shrewd negotiator that he is, said, I'll do you better. You won't need 15 members. You won't need 10 members. You won't need 5 members. Nay, you won't even need 3 members. You will just need 1 member of the caucus to kick me out. And Matt Gaetz said, okay, cool. Let's do that. We have a deal. And 9 months later, his ass is gone. So all of this noise out here right now from Republican quarters, the media, that somehow the Democrats are responsible because they didn't protect Kevin. Well, Politics 101 tells you, baby, that's not their job. That's not their job to protect Kevin. You would think, going back to the 3 predecessors in the of Republican speakers, right, that Republicans would figure out, gee, we got to protect our own. But it is Republicans who are taking out their own. I just don't understand how people figure out that whether it's on Earth 1 or Earth 2, Democrats are going to risk spending any political capital to protect Kevin McCarthy, who, by the way, not only gave the green light to, but has publicly supported the impeachment of the president. Number one, number two, went on national television after brokering the deal to avert a government shutdown by bipartisan efforts, Republicans, Democrats, to save the country from defaulting or shutting down, blamed the Democrats that the government almost shut down. So in what world would those self-same Democrats get up and go, you know, Kevin, we got your back, baby. We good. All that shit you were talking about us on national television this past weekend, we good. All your efforts to investigate the president and his son for absolutely nothing after 5 years of it already being investigated and no evidence of a crime being found, we're good. After holding public hearings to embarrass and go after members of the administration, we're good. We got your back. Folks, that's not how this works, because you know damn well Republicans wouldn't do any of that if the narratives were reversed, if the Democrats were in the position that the Republicans now find themselves. So let's get a grip here and understand that what we're witnessing is the execution, the political execution, yet again, of a leader of the party because the Republicans don't want that leader. And the Republicans are the ones that have committed that act of taking down yet another speaker. And we'll have to live with those consequences. Now, Democrats, get your head out your ass and understand the moment that's being handed to you and start acting like you actually know what you need to do next. Because you should already be in front of this narrative. You shouldn't be sitting here waiting for Republicans to come up with the right talking point that you can then respond to. Or worse, you go into some manufactured factory and start coming up with trying to figure out the best way to say X, Y, and Z. You know viscerally this moment is a real moment in which you can draw a distinct line between a governing majority that the Democrats can bring that will result in better policies, whatever narrative you want to say, versus the clown show you see coming out of the House right now. You got to give the people a reason to look at you instead of them. Because the Republicans are entertaining. The Republicans are clickbait. The Republicans are the thing that everyone talks about around the cooler, scratching their head going, I wonder what they're going to do next. You need to be more sober. You need to be more clarifying that these times require leadership that is prepared to make A, difficult decisions, B, back those decisions up with the votes of the people, and C, move the country off of this constant drumbeat of otherism and nationalism. It's up to you. So for the next few weeks, days, hours, who the hell knows? We're going to watch the shit show continue to unfold among Republicans as they try to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and the Democrats should be campaigning against that every single day. Period. Don't think about it. Don't focus group it. Don't try to understand it. Don't try to figure out a way to talk about it. Just do it. Just do it. Because that's the only way you begin to grab the attention of the American people. Republicans, look, you just got to jettison the shit that's on your shoe right now. You got to find a curb and scrape it off. You got a lot of cleaning up to do. Because right now, the Republican Party is no better than the lice that are overrunning Paris and the bed bugs. So you've got to figure out if this is the space you want to stay in. I feel unfortunate you may be trapped. And there really is no way out. Good luck with that. Meanwhile, I'm just going to make mine a double and sit back and watch the whole thing and talk about it. Later.
Facepalm America is a show for progressives and others on the left who want to keep up with the ridiculousness that this country dishes out, find out what cable news misses when they're waiting for Trump to appear at a podium, and also, every once in a while, get a laugh at how silly this hot mess of a nation of ours really is. If that's you, listen to Facepalm America. You can go to facepalmamerica.com or find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.